Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse players, join the National Handicapping Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino racebooks send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. So sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2027 NHC. The winner will receive $1 million, the National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Live racing is back where the surf meets the turf now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By the Pamplemousse Grill. Make plans now for the ultimate dining experience when visiting Del Mar this summer. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill. By the OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Today's Racing Digest. Expert handicapping reports available from Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Bob Mazursky for Del Mar at todaysracingdigest.com. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern. Satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association. Join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2027 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I am Bob Ike, joined by my co-host, John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box today. It is day 36 of the 26, I should say, of the 32-day meet here at Del Mar, the penultimate weekend. John Lindo, we've got 10 races today at Del Mar, including a couple grade 2 stakes and a pick 6 carryover of more than 46,000. It's Travers Day at Saratoga, 6 stakes races there, 5 of those are grade 1s, and it's opening day at Kentucky Downs in Franklin, Kentucky. So John, we've got a little bit to pay attention to today. Good morning.
Yeah, it's one of those sensory overload Saturdays, Bob. I tell you, with everything going on around the country, you see the huge purses at Kentucky Downs, the grade ones at Saratoga, and two Breeders' Cup winning your in races as the stakes races today. So there's a lot on the line all across the country.
Really good day. We're looking forward to it. But let's start with a recap of last Saturday's Pacific Classic, where the winner was the favorite, Knightsbridge. Pretty dominating fashion, John, but he had to work early because he and Full Serrano hooked up in a pretty wicked pace duel. And I thought Full Serrano hung in there about as gamely as he could until kind of getting to his distance limitation at the eighth pole. Knightsbridge pulled away. Original Sin ran on for second. He was never really in the race. John, to me, an impressive bit win by the winner, but a lot of no-shows in the race.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. And you got to give Knightsbridge and Junior Alvarado credit. They went after Full Serrano, which they had to do. We know Full Serrano loves Del Mar. We know he's a terrific miler. He won the Breeders' Cup mile here, and he forced him to run that first mile really hard and kind of broke his heart, turned him for home. And, you know, it's not like Knightsbridge stormed home. The last quarter mile here was slow, but he did the work he had to do. He took the run out of the other horses chasing them, and he got the job done. It wasn't an easy race, but he got it done, and he was impressive. And, you know, hats off to Godolphin for coming out here. Now, if this is Bill Mott's third stringer, when you consider Sovereignty and Baeza, that's a pretty good third-string horse.
Yeah, and it'll... Decisions will have to be made, John, for Breeders' Cup. Are they going to all hook up in the Breeders' Cup Classic? Will this horse end up going in the mile? So we'll see how that plays out. Still plenty of time before Breeders' Cup weekend. John, let's just talk about the business end of it. Handle and attendance were up. I thought it was a good crowd, and they came to bet their money. I think, you know, take away one of those big, huge carryover days years ago, and this was the second best all-time handle other than Breeders' Cup here at Del Mar.
Yeah, well, first of all, the attendance was over 15,000, which was a 13% rise from the year before, so that's a good sign. And like you mentioned, $29 million all sources handled last Saturday, the second highest non-Breeders' Cup day handle in the history of Del Mar. Those are terrific numbers. And again, some of the races were not the top class levels. We had some cheap claimers, but they had full fields. They were good betting contests. And the customers played. So that was the whole idea. It was a good day top to bottom. And the shippers did well. We saw Tam Tam come in win the Del Mar Oaks, obviously Knightsbridge in the Classic. So a little bit of everything last Saturday.
And the day that set that record, the non-Breeders' Cup record, I think had one of those huge multi-day pick six carryovers. I handled like $8 million or something.
Right.
So that day was a little skewed. You can make a case that this was really the best day of handle other than Breeders' Cup.
Right. That 2021 Pacific Classic program had one of those 20-cent pick six jackpots, and they wagered $8.8 million in the pick six that day.
Oh, yeah, so we used to have those. I forgot.
Yeah, back in the dark 20 ages.
20-cent pick sixes. Boy, what a bad idea that was.
The jackpot. No bueno. And so I'm glad that's not here anymore, but it kind of skewed the handle for that one day.
John, other good news, purses for upcoming meets at Los Al and Santa Anita are also going to be up.
And that's a great sign. You know, Los Alamitos, which kicks off after we finish here next weekend at Del Mar, the maiden races will be worth $50,000. That's up $5,000 from the previous year. And you're looking between 8 and 10% in the purses going up throughout the Los Alamitos meet. We'll get to Santa Anita end of September. The maiden races are going to be up $5,000 there. The maidens will run for $65,000. And again, you're looking at about 8 to 10% in general in the purses moving up at Santa Anita. We're finally catching up with those huge overpayments of purses that we had built for a couple of years. And with the consolidation of just Southern California Racing, we're able to pay down that debt, get the whole paymasters getting even now with the purse. Mm-hmm. And so I would expect this trend to maybe keep moving forward.
Let's get some updates on the Del Mar Ship and Win program. That's been a long-standing, successful program here. What do the numbers look like, John?
Well, from David Jerkins, the racing secretary here, going into the beginning of this week, through this first 6 weeks, we've had 114 horses that have qualified for the Ship and Win program make starts. 54 of those qualifiers made their starts on dirt, 60 were on turf, and several have made more than one start. So that's a lot of activity. There were 113 horses at that point last year, so a little bit higher. We've had 19 Ship and Win winners going into this week. We've also seen horses that don't get the full purse benefit of the Ship and Win, but the shipping stipends, horses like Knightsbridge and Tam Tam, who won the Grade 1 races last weekend. And we had 30 horses that made Ship and Win starts at Santa Anita first before coming to Del Mar that have started here, and that's four more than last year. So higher participation, they're winning races, and it makes the product better. We see the field sizes are really paying off throughout the meet.
We mentioned Kentucky Downs opening day, and AG Bullets back there, John, to try to win the $1.75 million ladies turf sprint for the third straight year for Richie Baltus. So we know the purse money is incredible. It's just off the charts there. But you're not a big fan of this new win, place, show minimum of $5 minimums.
Right. They've changed the minimum wager on the win, place, and show bets from the normal $2, which we've known forever. If you're going to play it at Kentucky Downs, the minimum is $5. And it's tough enough to find winners at Kentucky Downs. And yes. Again, this is not a number that's going to affect me. But for the regular guy that's going out there and wants to give it a shot in these full fields, I don't see why not bet $2 on a 25-to-1 shot? Why making him have to play $5? I don't think that helps the new guy get involved. They did lower the pick 3, pick 4, pick 5 takeout down to 15% from 20, so that helps. But you got to remember Kentucky Downs in 2023 when the Heisa fees came into the tracks. With all that slot money and everything else there, they still raised the takeout on win, place, and show up to 17% to pay for that. If any circuit has the additional revenue to pay down some of these things, Kentucky does.
Yes.
And they also allow full access to the CAW groups in all wagers.
All right, John, Heisa in the news again. Actually, trainer Labrado Barocio in the news with handed down a 45-day suspension.
Right. Apparently, in April at Santa Anita, Barocio was found to have four syringes in his Santa Anita stable. He's not disputing the findings. He's going to accept the penalty. So he'll get a monetary fine of $3,750 and a 45-day suspension, which starts tomorrow. So he does have horses running today. And then we will find out as we go along if the barn is turned over to an assistant, if it has to be disbanded. We will note where the Barocio horses show up next.
Passing of trainer Charlie Stutz, John, announced 2 days ago at the age of 84. Charlie was he was a racetracker through and through, a 55-year training career, starting in Florida, Chicago, and ending up in Southern Cal. Never had very many horses, a very small barn. Owner Brian Carney kind of kept him going with a horse here and there. The best horse he ever had, I think, was the name's Jimmy.
Right.
Who won the 92 Will Rogers at Hollywood. And remember, John, they also took a huge flyer entering the 1-for-66 Crimson Giant in the Big Cap to run against Shared Belief. That didn't work out so well. But Charlie was a very likable guy, just kind of a racetrack character. You'd see him around, and wherever there was a racetrack function, he'd be there.
Old school horseman, with all due respect to Nick Hines, kind of the original Sarge to me, the shaved head.
Uh-huh.
He looked like he was right out of the military, but, you know, a kind guy. He looked like a rough, tough guy, but just a kind guy, a kind soul. And they had a small barn. They ran their horses. The racing office had to love them because they would put these horses back in and they'd run these horses.
Absolutely, John. I was attending a very nice dinner last Monday night at the Gregson Foundation dinner, which honored longtime Del Mar Southern California racing exec Tommy Robbins. I know you were scheduled to go, but you were under the weather. You missed a good one, John, because, as we know, Tommy's been in the racing office, racing secretary, executive, whatever the title is now. Yeah. But some people said some very nice things about him. They did a video tribute, and then Joe Harper got up and spoke, and Craig Fravel spoke. Fravel got choked up, and I've never seen that from him. He's usually pretty gruff and to the point. And then Joe Harper said, Tommy Robbins basically has been the MVP of Del Mar over the last 50 years. He's helped build this track. He's also been on international graded committees, Breeders' Cup committees, just a great guy from a great racing family.
Tom Robbins is one of the good ones, and he's from, like you say, that whole family produces grade one material. His brother Jay Robbins, trained Tiz now, such a fixture on the circuit. Dr. Jack Robbins, who my trainer Bill Spar worked for way back when, learning the game. These guys were horsemen through and through. Tom has always had the best interest of racing in mind at all times. It's a pleasure to work with these kind of guys, and glad to see him get honored. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I'm just getting my voice back now. And I missed a good show. I saw you were sitting with Gary Young, the clocker, and with the announcer Larry Colmus.
We had a great time, and you know, there was a lot of reference to Tommy's first job in the Santa Anita Racing office was under Jimmy Kilrow, and they still call him to this day Mr. Kilrow.
Absolutely.
He's been gone for decades. That's some kind of legacy, John, when you've worked for someone 40 or 50 years ago and you still are referring to them as Mr. Kilrow, and that's kind of set the bar for everything Tommy did.
Well, and in this day and age, with all the things that have happened to Southern California racing over the last 10 years, do you think it would have happened under Mr. Kilrow's watch?
Apparently not.
I don't think so.
I was just coming around at that time when he was, I believe, getting ready to retire or had already retired. But he is held in reverence by people. And, you know, Joe Harper, I guess Tommy has a picture of Kilrow on his desk to this day. And Joe Harper said, Tommy, you're better than Mr. Kilrow. So
well, that's
quite the compliment.
Ultimate compliment there.
Hey, we got a few minutes before we get into the handicapping. There's some milestones out there, so let's get them out there. Vince DeGregory, 90-plus years old, longtime agent. It's his birthday today. It's Ralph Sirocco's birthday. You're
Race Day Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, so you're on his show all the time. And Bob Mazursky's not going to be with us this weekend because he's turning the big 7-0 this weekend. So,
and, you know, by the way, when you make your radio play, you've got to cover it for your mom and dad who are celebrating their anniversary this weekend.
Yeah, 67-year anniversary for my parents is today. My mom just had her 85th 2 days ago, so you can tell what they did. They ran off and eloped in Las Vegas.
Love it.
2 days after my mom's 18th. And I want to give out a little mention to a buddy of mine who listens to our show every week. He lives in Arizona, but he's out here visiting. He's on the beach in Carlsbad right now. His name's Joe Shupek. We call him Smoke, and he was at the races yesterday, and he's our connection when we go to Arizona for spring training and all that. So a lot to cover there. Javier Castellano won his 6,000th race Wednesday at Saratoga. Quite a milestone.
Had to survive an inquiry. It went through everything else. He survived that, got the official. Congratulations. And Javier Castellano was a guy that I thought was kind of dead in the water a couple of years ago. He did a lot to revive that career and keep it going. And hats off to him. Longevity at a high level.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, John, now it's time to handicap, and you were busy today. You did full card at Del Mar, full card at Saratoga. Of course, your Lindo report is available on race days out at the South Point for free, so let's get that phone number out. And I just sent a buddy out there, got the horse players rate set up by Steve Johnson. So the phone number for the South Point, and let's get your Del Mar pick.
Well, the phone number at South Point, 866-780-7223. You've got college football actually getting underway today. We've got the baseball playoffs coming up later at the end of the month. You've got all kinds of, the pro football will start next weekend. A lot going on out there. If you want to get out, you can bet the race book separate from the sports book. A great spot to be. And it's always cool, fast, and firm in that race book at the South Point. Steve Johnson is your contact. Again, that number, 866-780-7223. You'll have the Linda report there for free every day. Like you see, I did full cards on that 14 race card at Saratoga, Del Mar today. For the radio play, fourth race today at Del Mar. Number 7, Wizard of Westwood. Last time, no shot from post 10. Hung out, pressing a very fast pace. Got caught wider on the far turn than the first turn. Throw the race out. Joel Rosario rides him back. A lot better pace scenario today. 5-1 on the morning line, number 7, Wizard of Westwood for me at Del Mar. And Bob, let's get a play from you as well. And what are your best plays on your sheet?
Yeah, my best plays today are races 7, 8, and 10. That back half of the card, really, really strong and competitive. $144 in the late pick 5. And I'm going to go to the 10th and final, which is the Grade 2 Del Mar Handicap. Good way to end it. 1.375 on the turf. And, of course, we have Gold Phoenix, as I mentioned, going for the drive for 5. He's trying to win this race for the 5th straight year. That is absolutely remarkable. But I'm going to try to beat him today with a horse or a trainer on another streak, and that is Graham Motion, who trains number 2, Test Score. Graham Motion has won with 7 straight Summer Stakes starters here at Del Mar going back to 2022. And that is phenomenal. Every time he ships out here, you know they're live. Test Score is a good horse. He's the second favorite. I'm going to ignore the race last time at Colonial in the Arlington Million. He didn't fire, but if you go back one race to Saratoga in the Manhattan, he ran a big second to Deterministic, who went on to win again. That was six straight stakes wins for Deterministic. I think that race would humble this field, John. He's been out here before. He's run well over the course. He's reunited with J.J. Hernandez, who has ridden him and actually had a tough trip on him last fall, and I think would love to make amends here. So I'm going to try to beat the old guy in Gold Phoenix. I also respect Atitlan in this spot, but it's a single for me. 10th and final, that's number two, Test Score, 3-1 on the morning line. That'll wrap up the card, John. That'll wrap up our first segment. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and we're going to have a good visit with him, going over a bunch of stuff on the huge Saratoga card today. That's the next segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares, Cowbred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a Cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for Cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a Cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't...
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, we are live from the Del Mar Press Box. John, before we bring in Mr. Hardoon, how about a word from the CTBA and Cowbred of the Week?
Well, let's wish good luck to the Cowbreds competing today in the graded stakes at Del Mar with berths to the Breeders' Cup on the line. How about in today's Grade 2 Pat O'Brien Stakes, Vodka Vodka and Big City Lights? And if you go down to the Del Mar Handicap, the finale day, you have Old Pal and Santa Barbarian. So best of luck to all those Cowbreds in the graded stakes action today at Del Mar.
Let's go to John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How you guys doing?
Doing great, and I know for a Saratoga guy like you, Travers is the day. I mean, this is the big one there. 14 races already underway. I think Lindo figured out you guys had an eight-hour card today. So, and then you'll have racing here from Southern California, Del Mar. So a good long day for you, John.
Yeah, I could get a real job if I want to work this hard, but you're right. So.
Looks like conditions are good there.
Yeah, what's great, Bob, is that they ran three races today. So the first race, they came from behind. Well, actually, the horse was in the middle of the pack and won. The second race, they came from dead last to win. In this race, they just went wire to wire. So the track is dead even. That's the good news. Usually on these big days, they have a tendency to soup up the track. They scrape the inside. They make it a conveyor belt. People hate it. Fair track is all we ask for, and so far, so good.
And, John, before we get into the Travers rundown, I understand you are not a fan of the non-DQ in the finale here at Del Mar yesterday.
I mean, it was ridiculous. He bought the three-horse, body-slammed the 10-horse. It took him all of 5 minutes to look at it to decide that it made no difference. Obviously, they had dinner reservations or something because they were in a quick hurry to get out of there. That was a horrible no-call, no-take-down. It was just horrible. It really was. And once again, the stewards reared their ugly heads.
All right. You know, when I watched it the first time, John Lindo, I thought no change because he did bowl his way out. But then I noticed how close it was for third with
the
10
the
horse gaining
that's
for third and only beating a head or a neck. Right. So then after I looked at it that way, it's like, well, that probably did cost that horse third money.
I thought so. And I obviously John Hardoon agrees that the 10 horse who got just nailed in the second bump
twice, in the stretch. Yeah.
Actually, it was about a length and a half behind the third place the horse, end up getting beat ahead for the show money. It had to cost that horse a placing, I think. And if you're using that as the level, and the thing I didn't like, and the explanation that was given over the intercom system here, all it said was the stewards in a unanimous decision decided it didn't warrant a disqualification. It didn't say why it didn't warrant a disqualification. That was all we got.
So the scariest part of that statement, by the way, is that it's a unanimous decision. You tell one guy I could see, one guy should get it right, one out of the three, but no, they all swung and missed.
All right, John, tell us, let's take a little bit of an in-depth look at the Travers. Obviously, it's called the Midsummer Derby. We've got Golden Tempo, who, you know, won two legs of the Triple Crown and has been off since the Belmont. This has kind of been a crop that we've talked about has been not an A-plus group of three-year-olds, but we've got some new blood emerging, a horse like Sea Strike. So how do you see the race? Maybe take us through a few of the main contenders in here, John.
Okay, so the favorite in the race is Golden Tempo, number 9, who's 7-5 as we speak. The early betting has this horse at 7-5. I didn't like him in the Derby. I didn't like him in the Belmont. He beat me both of those times. He's not getting me today. I don't like this horse at all. The race doesn't set up well for him. There's not a lot of speed. Not only that, he was sick, so he missed training. He hasn't been, he hasn't run since June 6th when last seen in the Belmont Stakes. There's a lot of ways you could go here. I was a little interested in the Puma, the fresh horse coming in, but this horse is 7-2 as we speak. So I'm shopping for a price here. I think the favorites are vulnerable. I like the number 2 horse Leading Change. Brad Cox sends this horse out in career start number 3, and he throws him in the deep end of the pool. Brad Cox is not running this horse in his third lifetime start going 1.25 miles against, you know, the top 3-year-olds if he doesn't think he's ready. The fact that he's running him in this spot, and he's 17-1 as we speak. I mean, if this horse stays anywhere over 10-12-1, this is the horse that I'll be betting. I think this horse is primed. He's lightly raced. He's going to take another step forward today, and out of respect to Cox and everything else that goes with it, this is the horse I like in here at the price. You know, listen, Napoleon Solo may end up being loose on the lead, but I don't like the whole Paco Lopez situation. He won the Preakness for them. He finished second in the Haskell, beat ahead, and his reward is they threw him off the horse and they put Johnny V on. Not that there's anything wrong with Johnny V, I get it. But, you know, and Paco Lopez, by the way, ends up on Baby Vino, the horse that beat him in the Haskell. That horse is 21-1, and I would even give that horse a look. Whatever you do, you must demand some sort of value. The favorites, in my opinion, extremely vulnerable.
So that's Leading Change, number 2, 12-1 on the program, currently 17-1 in the Traverse today for John Hardoon. John, just a couple of quick hits on a couple undercards to Grade 1 races. Can anybody beat Englishman in the Grade 1, Alan Jerkins? He was so spectacular winning last time out. In same distance, same track, you know, when he buried the Bob Baffert horse. And, you know, he to me looked like the best 3-year-old in the country the last time he ran. Can they beat him today?
Well, he ran a huge figure last time out. The only thing, John, that he has going against him is when he won that race that day at Saratoga. If you remember, it was Belmont Stakes weekend, and the track was playing speed, speed, speed. So it may have been somewhat of a bias-aided race, but he really just towers over this field. I mean, you know, he's going to be 1-5, and deservedly so.
John, why don't you go ahead and get the first pick?
Okay, well, I know you do work at, obviously, Del Mar and the Saratoga card. Let's get your first radio play, and we'll go to Saratoga first.
Okay, so we're going to look at the fourth race, which, by the way, is the next race up. However, you have 27 minutes to post, so you should have enough time to get there. Anyway, I like the number 1 horse in this spot, Noble Dynasty, a 3-year-old colt from the Bill Mott barn. Draw a line through his last race. It was 1.5 miles on the turf, wanted no part of the distance. Cuts back to 1.16 today. Junior Alvarado aboard to ride. 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 1, Noble Dynasty, to upset and win today's fourth race out at Saratoga.
And come out west. Where do you want to go, John? We'll be done at 9:43 Eastern time, so a lot to choose from. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's look at the eighth race today. A full field of 13 horses, actually. Hopefully, I guess most of them are going. It's 6 furlongs. It's a regular meat and potatoes race, but I like the number 9 horse, Bazooka Charlie, 4-year-old gelding from the Bob Hess barn. Ride a switch today to Armando Ayuso, 5-1 on the morning line. I think the horse is going to work out a good trip in here. Number 9, Bazooka Charlie, wins today's eighth race out at Del Mar.
Tell us about the website, John. What's available? What are the pricing options?
JONHARDOON.com, 3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we offer Del Mar and Saratoga selections.
Have a great day, John. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's take our next time out when we come back. Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Scott Shapiro, he's been doing a ton of work on Express Bet this week, and we'll catch up with him as well in the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
For over 50 years, Today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of horse players. Every edition is a handicapping lesson full of key angles and data, exclusive to Today's Racing Digest and our customers. Looking for extra help? Go to todaysracingdigest.com and get information each racing day from our staple of handicappers, including Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo in Southern California. Summer racing includes major races from Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, and Kentucky Downs. Today's Racing Digest has the information you need from tracks all around the country to get you from the starting gate to the finish line. Purchase your copy of Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or go to todaysracingdigest.com. Set up an account and choose the track you play or the handicapper you follow. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest, a must for serious handicappers since 1970. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Jolene. Welcome back, Bob Ike, John Lindo from Del Mar. And John, how about a word from the NTRA and some NHC qualifiers?
Well, there's $1 million to the winner of the 2027 NAC tournament in Las Vegas. If you want to qualify, a couple ways today. There's the $3,500 Summer Betting Challenge at twinspires.com that has two NHC seats. If you want to go to horseplayers.com, there's a $250 entry with a live qualifier. And the Travers Day Monmouth Saratoga Contest at Monmouth Park or through ExpressBet. Three different ways to get to that NHC. You've got to be an NTRA Tour member. Go to NTRA.com and make sure you're a member.
John, it's a little late for us, but it is college day today at Del Mar. Free admission and grandstand seating with a valid student college ID.
Yeah, well, it reminds me of that show Blazing Saddles. I was talking to you beforehand. If you remember Harvey Korman, and they run to the Grauman's Chinese Theater, he pulls out the thing. He goes, student?
Maybe we could still find an old one, John.
We have to do some deep digging.
All right, let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com in the very temperate climate of Las Vegas. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing well, Hedley Lamar, if you remember that one.
That's Hedley, yes.
Very good. That's an all-time classic, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bruce, Antonio Frazu, who was involved in that, I guess we'll call it controversial, non-DQ yesterday, is leaving Del Mar, or leaving Southern California after the Del Mar meet concludes and going to ride in New York. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, maybe he should have asked Rispoli, his riding partner here in Southern California, how he did when he shipped to New York. He was, I think he had maybe a couple of wins, and he was back in a hurry. I think it's a terrible move by Frasier. Yes, there's more opportunities. He's just not going to get them in New York. That is a all-star colony in New York. You know, we always talk about Ortiz and Pratt. There's other excellent riders there, Manny Franco and Jose Lezcano, and it just, the list goes on. I don't get this one. I think he's done well here in Southern California. He's always near the top of the list. There's less days, maybe some less days to ride, but I think it's a mistake. I really do.
Well, his agent is Ron Anderson. That's number one, and I think Ron would rather be back there. And if you read Ron's quote about the whole thing, he said, quote, when you're still running $100,000 stakes in California, he needs to move on. So for Ron, it's definitely a thought that he's going to make more money back there. I guess time will tell. Bruce, wanted you to preview, before we start getting your picks, one of our two grade two features today, when you're in, it's the ninth race, the Pat O'Brien. And I know one thing, John Lindo and I need a lot of help in this race because I'm clueless in here, Bruce. I hope you have an opinion.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting one because some horses coming from different races. It's not the same run-back race at all. It's hard to knock Big City Likes, except he doesn't run very often, right? I mean, he's got an outstanding record at 7/8. He's never been worse than third. He comes off two consecutive wins at Santa Anita. He's earning the figures. He's not a front runner, but he's an up-close horse, which is going to be great here. He's drawn outside. He's going to be in the neighborhood throughout. It's really hard to get by him for me today. Now, Stronghold is the dilemma horse. You know, he didn't run a step at 6 furlongs in the Bing Crosby. That's probably not his distance, 6 furlongs. He's more of a 7-furlong to miler. He'll run better, but he draws the rail. He, off of his best 7/8 race, is a player with these, but I think it's Big City Lights race to lose, and he's probably not going to be too short a price. It'll probably go favored, but and the question mark would be on the number one Stronghold. I would probably throw him in.
And John Lindo, I want you to get Bruce's first pick, and he rang the bell last weekend at Saratoga, Prince Connection in the 12th race, to the tune of $30.26.
Big winner last week on the radio for Bruce Finkelstein. Thank you, first of all, Bruce. That helped me for the day, and I know you've done the work on that great card at Saratoga and a really challenging good betting card at Del Mar. So let's get your out-of-state play first. How about a Saratoga play?
Yeah, I think the best betting race of the day is the Ballerina Stakes, the 12th race. There's a lot of ways to go. Outstanding field. But I am a big fan of the number two horse, Kilwin. She won the test here last August, a grade one for three-year-old. After stumbling at the start, she beat a good field that day. I thought she was Breeders' Cup, a Breeders' Cup-type filly sprinter. She threw in a real poor race at Kentucky Downs, went to the sidelines, came back at Ellis. I love her comeback win at Ellis. She took a bit of a bump at the start. She was in very tight traffic on the turn. When she got to the outside, she ran down the Baffert horse, who was the favorite, Cash Call, and blew by her late in doing the last eighth of a mile in under 12 seconds. That was off a 10.5-month layoff. She's got the 7/8 win, the grade one, the big comeback race. And maybe, you know, coming off an Ellis Park win, the fans will look elsewhere. But I really like her chances at a price. So race 12, the 2, Kilwin 8-1 on the morning line.
And how about Southern Cal? Where do you want to come, Bruce?
Let's go to race number 7. And I know John was talking about biases. And I thought Roscoe's Brother was a very interesting play today. There aren't too many days at Del Mar where you don't want to be on the lead. I thought August 2nd was an anti-speed, not heavy, but at least moderate anti-speed bias. There were six races run six races run on the main track that day. Roscoe's Brother dueled with the Baffert horse, the first timer, Black Tie Optional. They ran as a team, and boy, I thought Roscoe's Brother just put his head down and out-gamed the Baffert horse in a good try. That was the only front-running win of those six races. That's kind of unusual for Del Mar when you run that many. He's certainly got upside with only the one start behind him. I get the feeling that he doesn't necessarily need the lead the way he kind of stuck around in that race, and I expect even improvement out of that race. So race seven, let's go with the second time starter of the nine, Roscoe's brother, 8-1 on the morning line.
And tell us what's available today at the website, Bruce.
BenandBruce.com. We have the full card analysis at Del Mar, all 10 races. Also, the last seven races of the day at that all-star card at Saratoga with audio included. And four best bets at Del Mar, a couple of rolling doubles. I agree with you, Bob, in the strength of the card later on in the day.
Great. Thank you, Bruce. Good luck today. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from Bet on Bruce. Let's go to Scott Shapiro. Been doing a ton of work on Express Bet. Was up early on X today doing a Spaces. Good morning, Shopper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Happy Travelers Day to you guys.
Yes, it's going to be a great day of racing, East and West Coast. Shapper, we wanted you to preview the Ballerina. Bruce just went there, so you're welcome to stay in that race. Buttheads, agree with him, or if you want to call an audible and go to another race at Saratoga, your call.
Well, I could talk about the race quick, I guess, from a different perspective, but I did land on the same horse, so if you want me to go elsewhere, I can definitely do that. I definitely thought Killian was the most intriguing from a betting, but I can preview the Orgo instead if you want.
All right, let's do that.
Okay. I mean, I don't love the Orgo from a betting perspective, but it is a great one sprint. Unfortunately, lost number five, Bookham Dano, which kind of made the race a little bit bettable to me because he was going to be even money, this horse, coming in with 5-for-6 record over the course, 12-for-19. Remember now, West and a lot of places probably for skipping the Breeders' Cup after winning this race last year. But he came out this morning. So he kind of leads with Tip Top Thomas and Senior Officer as the best options to take on Bookham Dano now as the two favorites. Vanishing is out of this race, too, by the way, running second in the Charlestown Classic last night. So to me, you know, Tip Top Thomas is going to be, you know, looks like low speed. They're going to bet him heavy. I already know a lot of sharp handicappers, public handicappers as well that picked this horse, liked him before the scratch, and now I think it makes his way easier. I personally think Senior Officer is a really good horse, and they bought their time well with him. He's not going to be the 7-2 price, but he ran huge last time to beat Tip Top Thomas despite getting caught in traffic. So I like Senior Officer in here. I think Tip Top Thomas could be loose, but, you know, I don't know if he's a grade one level at this point.
And, Scott, you did all the work on the Saratoga card. How about a radio play there?
Hope you're feeling better. I didn't know you were sick, but I'm glad you had
a voice. Oh, battling a cold, I apologize.
No, I mean, believe me, I've been there many a time. Hope you're feeling better. Race six, though, is where I'm going to go, John, for my radio play. You know, this is a race where there's some big-time pedigrees, particularly Foxius, who's the daughter of Gunrunner, out of the champion there, Kofefi, Brad Cox, Ellen J. Foxwood. She could be a freak, but, you know, I'm always interested in trying to beat these horses first out when they take money just based on the, you know, regal-type pedigree. I thought number two, V-Rob Hadrasana, ran really well on debut, just finished fourth in that race, but it was a race dominated by those prominent, including the seven-length winner, Life is Changing for Rapoli and Pletcher. But this one was beaten out of the gate and was the only thing that was really making up significant ground late. Did so well, making a big wide move in the lane. I think Kid and LaRose horses have shown that they moved forward in their second start. So I'll try number two, V-Rob Hadrasana. I practiced saying that before I came on.
Yeah, you did.
Race six, Saratoga, number two. I'm going to say it again. I'm so proud. V-Rob Hadrasana, 6-1 on the morning line.
I think they maxed out maybe there on the number of letters they could use. Lots of vowels in there as well. Thanks, Shapper. Sixth race. We'll get the two horse home at 6-1. Have a great day. Talk to you next week.
All right. You too, guys. Thanks. Feel better, John.
Thanks a lot.
All right. That was Brute. That was Scott Shapiro.
That was Scott, yes.
Our last stop is going to be Toby Kellett and Ed Burghardt. That'll be the final segment. You are listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
It's another huge weekend of live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos with full action-packed cards on tap. Get ready to play night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. Tonight, we feature a huge pick six carryover of over $53,000. And with all the new money expected to pour into the pool this evening, the total pool could be well over $175,000. Our first race follows the final race at Del Mar, with legendary track announcer Ed Burghardt making a special visit to call the races this weekend and the next. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for one of our biggest events of the entire year, the Golden State Derby Final next Saturday night. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Remember, don't miss that $53,000 pick six carryover tonight.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas. Racebook manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only racebook in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John, we want to get the times out for next week. It's a five-day race week, so let's do that real
closing
quick.
Closing week, Thursday and Friday, the normal 2 o'clock. Next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 1:30, early post time.
Because we'll have 11 races. Right. Toby Callett, I'm going to say hi to you. I'm going to turn it over to John real quick. Good morning, Toby.
And I tell you what, Toby, Tropical Storm Dolly's having a little impact on the conditions down there, Gulfstream Park.
Delmar way east. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to come out your way. I know you're short on time. I'll make it quick and painless. I'm going to go to the second race today. And there's a first-timer in there for Paul Legarry, who reminds me of another first-timer that he had earlier in the meet. Her name was Eleanor's Pick, and she scored. Anytime I saw the gate work on July 13th on video, and like that work. Marion Magic has a ton of 5-furlong works. I love that move. The main rivals here would be the 2 Saddlers, that's the 2 Carolina Legacy, and the 8 Sigma Boy, and the 5 Yawtown for Mike McCarthy. the drop downs. But I'm 9.268 to skate right through the second race today at Del Mar. Good luck on the rest of the card, guys.
Thank you, Toby. Appreciate you coming in and doing that briefly. Let's go now to Los Alamitos, and normally we'd be saying hello to Michael Rona, but he's got a substitute in this week, and it's pretty good when you're a substitute. They've already named the bar after you at the track, Burgarts. Eddie B., good morning. How are you, Ed?
Hey, Bob. Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. It's always a treat to hear you back in the booth while Michael does his gig at Kentucky Downs. So we're looking forward to hearing you again tonight, Ed.
Yeah, I kind of made a joke out of it yesterday. I was on the previous show with Orlando, and I'm 74 right now, and I told him I'm driving a lot faster than my age to get here. So I was going probably about 85 miles an hour down I-40, so looking forward to being back in the booth this weekend and next. And Michael's done a great job since he replaced me back in 2020, so wishing the best of luck to Michael back at Kentucky Downs as well.
And you've got a nice pick six carryover tonight, so plenty to look forward to there. 53,000 in the kitty.
53,000 in all quarter horse races the entire night tonight, all eight races. So it's a quarter horse pick six, and I do like a horse in race number eight, the three horse powerful Wise Lady. I got 10 ball really badly for the first 100 yards last time out. I think the horse ran much better than Val Baby did, who's going to probably be the favorite. The whole key for Powerful Wise Lady is getting a clean start, which if she does, I think she wins. So I'll make my radio play Powerful Wise Lady on race number eight.
John Lindo, I know you're struggling a little bit, but you want to say hi, I'm sure, to Eddie B., the legend.
Absolutely.
And, you know, get his let's get the post time as well.
Yeah, Eddie, with a 10-race card here, what is first post time tonight at Los Al?
First post tonight, 7:15 for our first of eight races tonight. And John, I always want to thank you for all of the good things you do for the South Point as well. Great place to stay.
Well, I'm glad you like it there. They love having you too, Eddie. So get out there and say hi to the guys and use Bob Ike's name at the hot dog cart. You'll move forward.
I love hey, the hot dog cart. I don't eat hot dogs too often.
Yeah, they're fantastic at $1.50 a pop. Hey, Ed, I've asked you this before, and I'll ask you again. Any ring rust when you get back in there after a layoff?
Well, the last time I called a race was November of last year, so there's always the first couple races you don't feel as comfortable as you would if you were in there all the time. But I think I'll be okay tonight. Like I said, they're all quarter horse races, so I should feel right at home. When I started calling in 1981, all we ran were quarter horse races, so looking forward to it.
And are we going to get any absolutely blow them away tonight?
I don't know about tonight, but tomorrow the first five races are thoroughbred races. So for Jay Fridman, I'm thinking of him. I'll give him a blow them away call.
All right. Very good. Great to hear from you, Ed. Have a great night. Let's see what happens with that pick six carryover. And who knows? We get another roll maybe into the Sunday card. So thank you, Ed. Take care of yourself. We'll be listening to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, John, that's always great to catch up with Eddie B.
He's the best.
And, you know, Michael's going to have his hands full down at Kentucky Downs. That's got to be the hardest place in the country to call a race.
They're so far away from you.
Undulating course.
Right.
Full fields. They have to use about two or three different camera shots because the stretch is so long there.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, hopefully the weather's good out there for that today. And all those full fields, a lot of two-year-olds that you don't know. So Michael's got his hands full, but you know what? He's a pro. He'll handle it just fine.
You know, when they first started down there, I don't know how many years it's been now, quite a few.
Yeah.
It seemed like such a great idea to play that track, right? The big fields and the massive payoffs. I learned in a hurry. I wanted no part of that.
You got to be careful out there, but it is fun to watch. I mean, you don't see it anywhere else in the nation. And so for the 9 days they run with a minimum purse in the maiden race is $170,000 for the maidens.
And they're loading into the fourth at Saratoga. Mr. Hardoon's horse took some play here at 7-2. He's got the one horse. So we're going to watch that as we get ready to close out the show. Let's mention again, John, a 2 p.m. post here at Del Mar. We've got a pick six carryover here. I thought it was nearly unplayable, John. I mean, maybe you take a couple shots, but don't be surprised if Mike Willman is talking about a double carryover on tomorrow's show.
And if you missed any of our handicapper selections, you can go to our website, thoroughbredla.com. The archives are there. You can listen to the full show, whatever you want to pick out. Same thing for Mike's show tomorrow. He's on from 8 to 10 live here on AM 830 KLAA.
Well, it's amazing, John. We're getting down to the last 7 days of racing here. It goes so fast, but we still think there's a couple big scores in it for us before we get out of here.
Well, we're going to go down fighting, you know.
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Inside, to Elliot and Christian for doing their great job. John, cowboying up today. Appreciate that. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Racing Show, Restaurant Show.
Restaurant Show.
I'm thinking about my bagel and coffee right now. Andy Harris, SoCal Restaurant Show, is up next. Cash some tickets today. Good luck. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.